Last year, Congress approved $500 in back pay for every month of involuntary service from September 11, 2001 through September 30, 2009. An average of $3,000 to $4,000 is owed to service members involuntarily kept on duty after September 11, 2001. Two-thirds of veterans and beneficiaries eligible for retroactive stop-loss payments haven't collected on money the government owes them. U.S. Representative Kathy Castor says many eligible service members might not even be aware of the payments.
The problem is that thousands and thousands of veterans and service members that were involuntarily called to duty after September 11th, 9 years ago, was that they do not have notice of the retroactive pay that I supported and the Congress authorized.
Castor says part of the problem is that some of them may be wary of any piece of mail bearing a military return address.
I'm afraid that many of those veterans and service members are not opening the envelopes. They don't want to hear from the military anymore, or they believe that it's a scam that's too good to be true. Because typically service members are paid at the time the service is rendered and not retroactively. So it's vitally important that these service members get the word.
The deadline to claim retroactive stop-loss payments is October 21st. Castor says this can be done in a variety of ways.
They can go to the DOD website /stop-loss or call my office, Congresswoman Kathy Castor's office, is 871-2817, and we can ensure that they get the form submitted ASAP.
Castor says she wonders why the Department of Defense didn't just mail the stop-loss checks directly to veterans. A reported $324 million in back pay has been left unclaimed. Again, the web address for those who think they might be eligible is defense.gov/stop-loss. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.